My testimony is not dissimilar than Arita's. We lived in Glendale Heights, and Brother Dave Ekstrom and someone else that was from the church would come by periodically to the house, generally on Saturday, and they would go door knocking. And of course, Chara, which was our first child, and she's an older member of the church than we are, but we would send her off to church, and from my perspective, it was a good opportunity to really have time to do nothing, not having a child in the house or just having Leron. So they would continue to come by, and I remember Brother Dave Ekstrom asking me, look, we really like you to come out to church. We got course classes for the kids and so forth, and we like to see you and your wife come out and whatnot. And I always put them off because I would tell them, and this was true, that I graduated from a Catholic high school. I used to be an altar boy. I visited a Catholic seminary, and if I was to go to church, to a Baptist church, then the Catholic church would be upset with me. Now, I failed to mention to him at the time that I wasn't going to a Catholic church either. But that was my way of just, in a polite way, pushing the gospel back. And although sometimes Brother Dave would get aggravated with me, even though he didn't know me, would get aggravated with me about saying those things, the fellow that he was with, which Rita thinks was Roy, I don't know if it was Roy or not, always kind of calmed him down and said, you know, look, let's not make this personal. Just, you know, let him come to the saving knowledge on his own. I don't know what they were talking about. But nonetheless, I used that excuse over and over and over and over and over again. And over and over and over and over and over again, they would come by knocking on my door. Now, this went on for a number of years. I think it was about 5 years that they came knocking. At least 4 or 5 years they came knocking. And they were consistent. And I would always put them off. Every time they came, I would put them off. Well, over the course of time, as the Lord began to work in my life, not to the point of actually softening my heart towards the gospel, actually to the point of allowing the circumstances in my life to become so hopeless that I eventually came to a point where, although I was chasing every emotion I could chase to try to fulfill an emptiness that I had inside, I was unsuccessful. I was doing all sorts of things, running around, drinking, hanging out with folks, doing all sorts of things, trying to fill a void that was impossible to fill. And I just got, it was, as I described today, it was like a spiral. My life was just going down further and further, from financial burdens to problems on the job to problems with the family. I mean, you name it, and we were going through it. Arita mentioned that we owned two houses. We went from owning two houses to actually just being bankrupt. I mean, we were financially, in my mind, destitute, although I had a job. But the Lord used all those circumstances in my life to get me to the point where I realized that nothing that I could do, nobody that I could talk to, even to help us out of our financial problems, nothing was working. Nothing was showed any signs of success. And it just got to the point where I was just flat down, just hopeless. And when I got to that point, the church, Brother Dave Ekstrom, and at the time, Ken Sanders, and I know you guys remember Ken, came knocking on the door on a Thursday evening saying, we want to talk to you again about the gospel. And they came in, and I said, come on in, which I later found out it wasn't so coincidental that they came over, because Arita got saved before me. But nonetheless, they came over, we sat down in our living room, and I remember so clearly Brother Dave Ekstrom opening up the Bible and saying, "Look, now we've been coming over here for 5 years, and I'm going to go through the gospel with you again." But he said, "It's time to quit fooling around. I think you need to get saved. Are you going to get saved or not?" And he went through the gospel. I listened to everything that they had to say, and all of a sudden, it all made sense.
Amen.
It all made sense. And I think God used the circumstances in my life, and of course the unction of the Holy Spirit, working through these men to bring me to a point where I realized, finally, that the only way out of this situation, this emptiness, not so much financial problems, because I had a good job that I didn't enjoy, but not so much of that, just the emptiness, and finally got to a point where that void was filled that night that I got saved. So I bowed my head, and I prayed, and I asked the Lord to save me, and it was, my life completely turned around at that point. I can't explain how important that simple bus ministry that started off with Chara going to church was at the time to lead me and I think Arita to the point of realizing that we both needed to be saved. And I can't express how important it was for those guys to be faithful, even though every time they came knocking on my door, I had a different excuse why I couldn't go to church, or I couldn't accept the gospel, or it wasn't for me, and all of the things that people come up with. But that taught me a lesson that you can't give up on people. And that is the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will work when the Holy Spirit wants to work. But we don't know when that moment is. And so as a result of their faithfulness, coming to our door continually, God used them to lead me to the Lord. And Rita's testimony was a little bit different, but the church had a great influence in that event. And I just want to praise the Lord for saving me. And I also want to also acknowledge the fact that the faithfulness of those guys had a great deal to do with them softening my heart to the point that if they were willing to continually come knocking on my door and have the time coincide so perfectly with my need, that I knew that was real. Salvation was real and Christ was real. And that was the night that I bowed my head and prayed and got saved. And we've been here ever since, coming to the church. So that was a blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, God is still in the saving business. Amen.